USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. The Pentagon sees indications that Ukrainians are being moved into Russian camps against their wills.
Certainly another indication that he simply won't accept and respect Ukrainian sovereignty and that they are citizens of another nation.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying it's unknown exactly how many camps there are, but he called the move unconscionable and said Russia needs to accept Ukrainian sovereignty. Kirby adding that Russia has continued to commit war crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside in Georgia. The incident happened about 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. The bus driver suffered minor injuries from broken glass, but no one was shot. The female suspect was taken into custody, but other information regarding the situation wasn't released. The White House press secretary is ripping Russian President Vladimir Putin's speech on Russia's so-called Victory Day.
Putin is perverting history, changing history, to justify his unprovoked and unjustified war.
Jen Psaki says Putin is running a disinformation factory that's patently false and absurd. Psaki again accusing Russia of committing atrocities and war crimes in a brutal campaign against Ukraine. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline, $4.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A pandemic-era order known as Title 42 that denies some illegal immigrants asylum because of public health concerns is set to expire near the end of the month. There's bipartisan concern that this could lead to an influx of illegal immigrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the White House is not discouraging illegal immigration.
We have an immigration system. You know, we're very generous. 1 million people a year come to this country after waiting maybe a decade on a green card. But we have to have rules and a process by which we decide who comes in, when they come in, how they come in. And that involves obviously telling some people they can't come in, at least not yet. And that's why you have a border, and that's why you have border security.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is in its 10th week. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says that Russia is trying to break Ukraine's spirit while Ukrainians are focusing on breaking down Russia's army.
This has changed from a war in which we thought Russia was going to win into one in which we think the Ukrainians can win. And I'll point out, the Russians are killing civilians, the Ukrainians are killing Russian tanks.
A missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect's alleged getaway vehicle is on its way back to Lauderdale County, Alabama. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.